Oh my God, Dee Dee got a podcast?
What?
Dee Dee got a podcast.
What's the tea? What's the vibe? What's the hype? Yeah, we live. Talk a little of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of love, a little bit of ratchet. That's Dee Dee. Go Dee Dee. Go Dee Dee. Go Dee Dee. You a bad bitch. You a savage. Making money is a habit.
All right, so good morning. It's Dee Dee in the morning. Let me just tell everybody something right now. I'm happy to talk to this man right here because he's doing his thing. It's so funny. He just showed up on Bel Air playing the dad to Will Smith, and black folks said he deserves an Oscar. And it made me laugh because I said, boy, black folks went past the Emmy. Y'all got to welcome this man right here. Give it up for Mr. Marlon Wayans.
Yes.
All right. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Uh-huh. Well, good morning, whatever it is. Okay, Marlon, you going to get that Oscar for Bel Air?
According to black folks, yeah.
Marlon.
We don't know. We don't be winning that stuff anyway. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know which
Tony.
One. Yeah. We don't know which is which, do we?
No, but I know what they were saying. They were saying that they really like the performance and that I deserve to win some.
Yeah.
That'd be
so
nice.
Let's talk about your performance, Marlon, because I'm noticing, because you just did the Aretha Franklin movie. You going into the serious roles now. Are you abandoning comedy?
Never that. I love comedy. I just showcasing what I could do. You could do it all. Why not do it all?
Right.
You know, I've always been a big fan of Robin Williams and Jim Carrey and, you know, my brother Damon and Eddie Murphy and guys that do it all. I'm just a guy that could do it all. And I do it all well. I've studied the art of drama since I was like in second grade.
Really?
And then, yeah, I went to performing arts high school. And then I've been hitting the stages for 12 years. I've been writing comedy since I was 16 years old. So comedy, I do well, and I do drama well. People just sleep. I don't know why they'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. I'm like, I've been doing this for 30 years. If I was a scientist, believe me, I'm going to create an element at this point.
I was getting ready to say, because I mean, I think you're right. I mean, we all don't even realize that you've been doing it this long. I didn't know you went to a performing arts school. I had no idea. So
Marlon talented. Marlon been working hard.
I see. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, well, damn. So here's the thing. You guys' family, everybody talks about your family. Number one, shouts out to the brother, because they said when people are talking about families, they really got a shout out to your brother Keenan, who put you guys, put everybody on to a certain extent, but it wasn't, when people say that though, do you feel at times when they say that, does it discredit your talent though? You go, hold on a second, I did the work.
No, not at all. I humbly am happy to be mentioned in the same breath as, you know, as that giant. My brother is the founder. He's the one that had the balls to go do it. And he was the leader and we all followed. And he saw something special in all of us. And he told us and taught us to nurture our talent. And I think you have to be a very insecure person to think that somebody puts you on and you last 30 years in the game. That's an opportunity, and opportunities get blown very fast.
Yep.
Unless you take the talent and you work that talent and it becomes a skill set. And then you become an undeniable force in nature over a span of 30 years. My brother gave us an opportunity. He knew how special we were, and we did the work.
Y'all did. I know you've seen that. Have you ever seen that meme that's been online? And it shows y'all's salary, like, look, your net worth and everything. And they said, we don't give him enough credit. And really, we don't give your parents enough credit, because y'all got who was talented in out of the mom and dad?
My mother.
Really?
My dad is silly. My mother was a special lady, man. She could sing, she could dance, she could act, she just didn't pursue any of that because she had children.
Right.
And you know, but she taught us to dream, and she taught us to thwart authority, even including her, and pursue our dreams. And that's what we did.
So when you guys were growing up as kids, was everybody involved in, was it sports? Was it drama? Was it, you know what I mean, drama club? Were you guys involved?
We were a bunch of flat-footed Negroes. So we played sports, but we wasn't good. We got plantar fascia, the whole crew. I went to performing arts. I always was into drama and art and things like that. My brothers, they got into stand-up comedy after high school.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they got into it. I really didn't start stand-up comedy till I was like 38.
Yeah. How did you stay so humble in this though? Because see, that's the other thing. When you're talking about opportunity, do you think that some people blow opportunities based on their ego gets out of control? What do you think it is?
I don't know. I just know for me, I just do the work and I show up. You have to show up for yourself. You have to show up for your dreams. You have to, you know, I love that 30 years in, people still discovering new things that I do. Like, you know, somebody give you the same move to the basket for 30 years, eventually you figure them out. Like, right. Oh, that's what he gonna do. Nobody know what I'm gonna do. You don't know if I'm gonna show up in a drama. You don't know if I'm gonna show up in a comedy. You don't know if I'm gonna show up doing stand-up. You don't know if I'm gonna show up doing seven characters in one movie, playing a white woman, playing, yep. I know I'm different. And I keep working myself to be Marlon. I don't care about my contemporaries and my peers and all that. I'm not in competition with them. I'm in competition with myself just every day, trying to become whatever Marlon Wayans is supposed to be. And I dedicated myself to the Wayans legacy for my first 20 something years. Now I'm dedicating myself to the legacy of Marlon, and beautiful things are happening.
Marlon's doing a lot. I mean, you know, he's getting his serious acting on. You also are doing, you have what you have on HBO.
You got a special, two specials on HBO right now. One is my stand-up special, You Know What It Is, which is my hour special. And then I got Headliners, where I feature all my friends that open for me. I open for them, and it's a really good show, Headliners. Yeah.
Let's talk about you as a comedian. I saw something about you. You were there when the man ran up on stage with Dave Chappelle.
I was right there. I was going to go get a kick in. And then that little gun fell out. And I was like, maybe I'll kick him another day.
Wait, you were going to go over there and kick the dude in and ran the stage?
I'm a New Yorker. Are we getting a free stomps in? Let's go. I'm going to put my sneaker print on him too.
So you go over there, do you see the gun, and you let it go. But what I saw was you guys, you said that Chris Rock was on that. And y'all been laughing about the slap. Are y'all really laughing about, everybody's laughing about the comedians backstage, and is Chris Rock dealing with it in a way that you should?
Yeah, I mean, listen, last laugh, man. We're always gonna have the last laugh. Comedians have great sense of humor, beautiful perspective of themselves, and we have such humility that, you know, we learn to laugh at ourselves. We put our pain on stage every day. And we comedians get slapped all the time in life, and then we bring that to the stage. So, you know, of course, Chris is gonna talk about it, not before I do, but we all got material on the slap.
What would you have done though in that situation? What would you have done if Will Smith walked on stage? That was you. What would you have done, really, in front of the world? Because everybody can do this. I would have done this, but nobody's understanding what you guys do for a living. You have the camera on you. The world's watching. Would you really have gotten into a fist fight up there, or would you have done what Chris did?
I don't know. I can't. It's hard for me to put myself in that situation. I definitely wouldn't do what Chris did.
Really?
I don't have that kind of dignity. I'm raised in the projects. You hit me, I got to hit you back. I'm probably gonna grab a gold statue and bust you upside your head with it. We ain't doing that. Uh-uh. Just not that guy. I'm not that guy.
But don't you think that would have been worse if they would have done that? You know, everybody's been talking. It would have made it worse.
It absolutely would have been.
Okay.
But I tell you what, you won't be doing that again.
Okay. You think they'll be good?
You do. You ain't gonna be doing it to me.
Yeah, I see it. Fine. Do you think they'll be good together? I mean, they're gonna let this go?
I think Chris may let it go. Now, he got to answer to Tony, but
Yeah. Tony been saying Chris, a whole lot.
Chris fine with him. You gonna have to answer to Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. Tony seemed like he don't play. Like, you can tell that dude right there is really
is a good sense of humor and a joke book away from a long-term prison system.
Yeah, yeah. So listen, let's talk some more, Marlon, about you. I said before we took a break, Kim Whitley says she showed up on the set one day and she sees you in some red sweatpants, not even the gray ones that everybody talks about. She sees you in some gray, some red sweatpants. She said she looked down and she thought you were playing a joke and you had a bat in your pants, sir. That was all you, or were you really playing a joke?
I wasn't playing a joke. She probably caught me at a happy time in life. And you know what's crazy is, like, I don't have one of those BD F N R's.
Okay.
Like, I need a reason. If there's a reason, I ain't gonna have. I got too much stuff to do with the blood in my body for it to just be big all day. That's what
okay.
Unemployed dudes, they can walk around with a big all day, ready to. Porno stars could do that. I'm not big all day. When it's time for some action, he right.
Okay.
You know?
Would you?
He right.
Would you?
Well, I've never heard anything bad about. I don't get bad.
You don't get no bad reviews when you put it down. Ain't nobody ever said, "Girl, he was horrible." You're not worried about the groupies when you have you ever met, let's be real. Have you taken advantage or you met somebody, you had a one night stand or you made a bad chick and you were like, I'm gonna take her home, I'm gonna do this. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I'm human.
Yeah. How many times?
Okay. I would say it's not about the quantity, it's the quality.
Okay.
And I try to make them all quality. Okay. So I don't know that actual number, but I do know that my pullout game is amazing. Because yeah. I only got two kids.
I'm going to clap it up for that. Now, I'm going to clap it up for that.
That.
So that. You're not doing the Nick Cannon thing. You ain't trying to, like, populate, you know, a whole city, a neighborhood.
I ain't mad at Nick. As long as you take care of your babies, you know, be a father. Be proud to be a father. You know what I mean? There ain't nothing wrong with what Nick is doing. Nick ain't married. Nick ain't, you know, Nick is very honest with who he is. And, you know, if people can... live their truth, then who are we to judge that man? As long as them kids love him, he doesn't abuse those children, he's a good father. Hey man, knock yourself out. There are a bunch of adults that agree to a lifestyle. I can't be mad at Nick, you know?
Yeah.
God bless him. I mean, you know, if you want a baby, you know to see.
So wait, everybody we're talking with Marlon.
He is the Oprah Winfrey of babies.
Yeah,
you get a baby. You get a baby.
I mean, boy, I mean, it's some interesting thing right there. They like, and they all trust each other.
Yeah, but you know, but who are we to judge? I've learned after all that, you know, we go through in terms of like this, every sect now has, you know, is standing up for themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? Women are standing up for themselves. Gay people are standing up for themselves.
Yeah.
Transgenders are standing up for themselves. Why can't straight men stand up for themselves?
Good point.
If you are a straight man that loves multiple women, there's nothing wrong with you. Mm. You are just
honest,
polyamorous straight man. And as long as you're honest with everybody, and as long as everybody agree, then nobody should judge you. It's the ones that, you know, just don't. Nobody should live a lie. We should all live our truth and tell the truth and be accepted for it. And if they don't accept it, don't trick them. Let them go.
You know what? You make me think about this lady called the radio station, right, the other day. And we were talking about, you know, why you broke up with a man, blah, blah, or something like this. And the girl called up and she said, listen, I was with my dude. And she said something. He cheated, had a baby on the side. So we said, you still with him? She said, yeah. She said, because I know what he does. This is what he does. He's a cheater. She said, he cheats. And she said, but I love him and I've been with him and I accept it and it is what it is. She's like, so.
But some people call it cheat. Some people have an arrangement. Some people have an agreement. Some people still call it cheat. It's not cheat if you know what I do. If I tell you what I do, I'm being honest about who I am. And there's nothing wrong. To me, the virtue is honesty.
Right, right.
I don't want to cheat. I don't want to lie. I just want to be me and be loved for me. It's not going to change the human I am. I'm still a sweet, man, I'm never gonna hit you.
Right.
I'm never gonna abuse you. I'm never gonna do malicious things. No, I'm gonna protect, defend myself. Don't get me wrong. You ain't gonna be mistreating me and verbally abusing me, because
right.
I got a tongue on me. I'm a fire away and son. But if you wanna play nice, I play nice. But I don't think you need to cheat. I just think you need to own who you are.
Right.
And it's like my daughter's gay. She came out the closet and was like, yo.
Really?
Yeah. And I was just like, yo, I accept that. You know what I mean? You know, hey, guess what? Daddy likes P2. And here's the
You didn't say that. Marlon, you did not say that to her. No, no, you did. Daddy likes P2.
All our mama could do was laugh.
I bet. So wait, so you're married. Will you think about getting married?
I've never been married.
You've never been married? I thought you were. No, will you get married?
I don't know.
Really? Has to be a right woman.
I don't know. I probably met the right woman at least 5 times in my life.
Why didn't you do it?
At least 2 times, 3 times.
And you let her go?
I just didn't want divorce. I wasn't ready. You know, I was a young man in Hollywood, and I just was always honest with myself. I'm not ready. I wasn't ready for that commitment. I wasn't ready for that load. If I would have gotten married, I'd have been divorced 3 times. And
right.
That's what all the older people tell me is like, yo, it's good you waited, you know? Yeah. But, you know, I was lucky enough to have 2 beautiful children with a beautiful woman, still my, like one of my best friends in the world. We're not together in that way, but she's, you know, she's in my heart, and I'm there, you know, we best friends. We talk every day.
I love it.
Doing? We don't argue. We don't fight.
That's the one.
She's a special woman, man.
Yeah.
You know, I've been blessed to have special people in my life. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, and I feel like I have long-term love because I've never been married.
Yeah. Wow. I tell you what, I know that, you know, I woke you up and I know you got to go back to sleep. I want to get you back on and come in and do the podcast with me live, because I really want to talk to you some more about your youngin' days back in the day, first in Hollywood. I want to see what kind of little, you ever had come across something and the girl gave you something. I want to talk about that. And I want to talk more about the bat in your pants, because I think these women would love to know more. So will you come back on?
You trying to see the bat, DD? You playing. You're out here trying to see the bat. They read them, right? They reading right through your lines.
Oh,
they
my God.
Right through it.
They can hear it.
DD trying to see the bat, y'all. You got
okay.
The bat signal up.
All right, listen. Everybody say you got to win that Oscar for doing that. I just think that's so funny that they said Oscar. I swear to God.
They just love me.
But I love that. Anyway, we'll see you show back up on that. You got other movies that have come down. Do you have another comedy, a scary comedy?
Yeah, a movie coming on Netflix. It's a Halloween comedy. It's called we just changed the title. It was called Boo,
mm-hmm.
but now it's called The Curse of Bridge Hollow.
Okay.
And it's where all the Halloween decorations come to life, and me and my daughter got a band together to save the town.
I love it. You're doing some really good things and big things, and we're proud of you. I love when you come in and you get on the show, talk to us. We love it. Y'all give it up for this man. Marlon Wayans.
Now stop trying to see my DD.
I am. I'm going to see it one day. You got to come into the studio, okay?
What's the tea? What's the vibe? What's the hype? Yeah, we live. Talk a little this, a little bit of that. A little bit of love, a little bit of ratchet. That's DD. Go DD. Go DD. Go DD. You a bad bitch. You a savage. Making money is a habit.